The public relations manager of the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, has attributed the shortage of gas to inadequate storage facility at the Tema Oil Refinery. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Bauer said the Energy Ministry has mandated the National Petroleum Authority to gather accurate data from the DVLA on the number of vehicles that use gas. This, he said, will enable government to ensure that supply meets demand. Mr. Bauer spoke to Irabna Paha.
The first problem we have is a problem of storage. Basically, we normally will have to import this gas apart from what Tall gives out to producers. We normally will have to import this. And the normal situation is that we should have storage tanks that would keep that so that anytime there's shortage, like for example, with diesel or petrol, we discharge some into the market. But unfortunately, for gas, we have very limited storage facilities in the country. And therefore, it is more of just importing the gas and speed sending it into the market. Therefore, anytime there is a breakage in the supply chain, then you have a situation of shortage. That's one aspect. The second aspect has to do with, fundamentally, the gas that we use is heavily subsidized by government. Because of that, it is cheaper than usually should be. And what is now happening is that you have commercial vehicles using the same gas. Or the target was to subsidize it for households. Commercial vehicles are in that now. An average household, when they buy maybe a 14-kilogram cylinder, they will use it for about a month. If a taxi driver takes the same quantity, he will use it for a day. So you can imagine that what the taxi driver will use for a month will be what 30 households will use.
The National Petroleum Authority, so what have they got to do with this shortage? Are they also a part to be blamed?
As I speak to you now, the minister has commissioned the chief executive of National Petroleum Authority to make an understanding to get the accurate data that we need in terms of how many gas that we use per day. So he's been demanded to do that. And he's supposed to work with other state agencies to ensure that we'll find a way of ensure getting the accurate data. Because our argument has always been that, yes, we would continue to subsidize households.
Every gas station has a price for gas.
That is illegal. If you look at any time there is an announcement of all petroleum products, including gas, specific figures are given the ex-pump price. The price you pay at the sale point is the same, whether it is in Apanduri, it is in Hameli, or it is in Accra. So if you have a situation where somebody is selling the gas beyond the agreed price, it is illegal.
That was the public relations manager at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, in that interview with Irabna Paha.